Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rye.
And we're delighted that you're here. And boy, is there a lot to talk about. Whoa. Rod is a trans channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for you all, today's callers and listeners, will come through. We never know ahead of time. It's always an exciting, nice surprise. And we are looking forward to some callers. So we have a great show coming. So here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is the Tibetan, otherwise known as Dwalkul.
Dwalkul, thank you so much for being here. This is not the first time, and we love having you here. It's awesome. So do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we get started?
Everybody chooses in every moment how they feel. Every last one of you do that. I would like to suggest that you choose happiness as much as is possible. That is my message.
That's a beautiful message. And it's very apropos for us because we are working on a situation where it's important that we choose happiness and higher vibrations and frequency and so forth every moment that we can.
That is indeed so.
And it's good for everybody. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes. Please do.
Okay. Good point. Okay. Yesterday, the October 11th, there was to be a major influx of light that was to run around the planet. And I was under the impression that we would see this, but neither of us did. Now, I haven't spoken with anybody who did or didn't. There's been no discussion among the people I know or any emails. Can you address this?
Dear one, this was such a high frequency of light that it was hard to see with the physical eye.
Oh, well, I know there was very bright, even though we had some overcast here part of the day, it was there was a lot of brightness, but I didn't see an actual beam movement. So you're saying the frequency was higher than the human eye could really see?
Correct.
Okay. Because our eyes, as much as we do see, it's a minuscule percentage
tiny,
of what's
tiny,
out
tiny.
There.
Yes.
Like way less than 1% of what's really out there?
Yeah. Way less.
Way less. Okay, that means like almost nothing. And we think we see a lot. That's pretty funny.
Okay. It is funny. Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right. There are, however, energy pulses being seen. A 007 has shown a video with some pulses. Can you address those?
Those are coming from Antarctica, and they are the good guys.
Ooh. Oh, that's exciting. All right. So we know there's stuff going in at our email about a big hole that had opened up with warm water. And can you address this?
Yes, well, it's the warmth is generated with nuclear energy there.
Nuclear, not volcanoes?
Correct.
Nuclear meaning man-made?
Yeah.
And what would be the purpose and who's doing that?
Actually, the good guys are doing that. And they just need a portal.
So they're using nuclear, controlled nuclear, to open a portal?
Yes.
And is the portal to inner earth or hollow earth, or is it out?
To inner earth, yeah.
To inner earth. But we already have holes at the North Pole and the South Pole, do we not? They need another one?
They needed this one.
What, can you address the purpose of this one, since there is already a hole at the South Pole?
There are instruments in the earth at that location. So they needed the opening there.
Instruments, man-made instruments?
Yes.
Yeah, earth man-made instruments?
Yes.
Okay. These are not old, ancient instruments. These are relatively new?
They are.
Okay. And what are they trying to do? Are they, is it just research, or is there more to it?
No, they are doing good guy geoengineering.
Okay, that's nice to know, that there's good guy geoengineering going on, in contrast to bad guy geoengineering. Okay, all right. So this is to some way benefit Earth and or humanity?
All the above.
Okay. Okay, is it to oppose or correct the geoengineering being done by the bad guys?
That too.
Okay. All right. Then did they soften or steer some of the hurricanes away from major disasters in the last, 3-4 weeks by doing this? Was that part of the deal?
Indeed.
Okay. Okay. Because there was a definite change in some of the storms, some of the hurricanes.
Indeed, there was.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's very interesting. Okay. And that brings us to what's really going on in Puerto Rico. There are mixed reports. Of course, the major media is saying it's a complete disaster, which is what they want. But it's not, is it?
No. Damage, yes. Disaster, no.
And are the supplies getting out to the people more? There's less rotting in the containers than there was?
They are getting out. They are vital, vibrant people.
Yes, they're wonderful people. Yes, yes. And it's my understanding that Trump did a major job of getting help there as much as he could, given there were some people on the ground who didn't want the help to get to the people, right?
Correct. But he is doing a good job.
Yeah, if he's not there handing out stuff, he can't count on somebody else doing it for sure. None of us could, right? No matter what was decreed or sent.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So are they still using their donkeys and their mules and horses to get the stuff out to the people?
In the hard-to-reach places, yes.
Okay. Are the trucks running in the easier-to-reach places now?
Yes, they are.
Okay. It's my understanding that some of the truckers, even though the union said, because the union's probably cabal control, said you can't do this, some of the truckers went ahead and did it anyway?
Yes. And bless them.
Bless them. Absolutely bless them. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Is there anything else about Puerto Rico and or Cuba? As I understand, Cuba's been non-GMO for 20 years, so it was also targeted, that we should know that hasn't come out, maybe.
They have suffered as well, but not as badly.
Okay, so they're doing okay?
Yes.
Coming back okay. Good, good, good. Okay, the NFL, my goodness, what an interesting mess. Can you address this whole NFL thing, knowing, and I just recently read the history of how much money the government and the military have paid the NFL for years and years and years, and also the NFL has gotten major tax breaks supposedly being non-profit or something like that, and it isn't.
Well, I assume that you're talking about the non-functional league.
Yeah, right.
Yes, well, yes. They are having their troubles now, but self-generated, as you know.
Very self-generated. And I just read a report that the Oakland Raiders, through the game, they were going to win recently because their quarterback was the only one who stood respectfully for the national anthem. And so the ones, the players that are supposed to protect him so he can toss the ball or do whatever, just decided not to. So the game got thrown. Is that true?
That is so. Shooting self in foot.
Yes. How ridiculous. If he was attacked more, which would probably happen and wasn't protected, was he seriously injured or was it just all really a game?
He was injured, but not seriously.
Okay, so he'll recover.
Yes.
And he knows exactly what happened?
Oh, they made it quite clear.
Yes. Okay. When he's supposed to get protection and he doesn't get it, he knows something's going on, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Very brave of him to take the stance he did.
Yes. Quite.
Yes. Okay.
Everyone in the world stand up for what they believe.
Yes, this is true. And if the NFL players were aware of the cabal element still in our government, if that's what they were protesting, that would be actually a wise move on their part. But I don't believe that's what was going on.
No, that is not what's happening. They're not aware. And they will be the last to admit what has occurred.
I would believe that. Yes, in a heartbeat. Right. Okay. So, again, Trump has taken the most positive stand to say, hey, this is America. We're doing our best to clean up things. We need to be respectful and look forward to a really good, strong America again, right?
Indeed so. Indeed so.
How's he doing with the deep state stuff in Washington, D.C., the swamp?
It's actually made some progress. There are many rats fleeing.
Where can they flee to?
Well, states where they can hide better.
Okay, other countries you
other
mean?
Countries.
Other countries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bolivia, et cetera.
Bolivia. Bolivia's a good hiding place?
Many of them think so.
But it's not going to last, is it?
No, it won't last, but it's a way for them to stretch it out.
How about Paraguay? Is that perceived as a place to hide also?
It is indeed.
Okay, Venezuela?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And those are not difficult to get to from the U.S.?
No.
It's not like trying to get to Siberia. Okay. All right. Very interesting. Okay. The whole geoengineering thing, I've just recently run across a group called the geoengineeringwatch.org group, and there's been a video by Kevin Shipp, a former CIA agent, that I was not aware of, and I've not had a chance to watch the whole thing. But apparently this is a very brave guy and a good website run by good people. Is that true?
Yes, it is. If you want to stay on top of what is happening in that arena, that's the place to be.
Okay. Okay, that is awesome. All right. Very good. That is geoengineeringwatch.org. Okay. Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood, and being exposed more frontally in recent...
You mean thrown under the bus?
Well, yeah, he's just, I mean, he's guilty, right? But there's many others.
Oh, yeah. He's not literally in the top echelon.
Oh,
of
okay.
Those guilty of these crimes.
Okay, Hollywood's a mess with just a few outstanding actors that are trying to do good and stay out of that mess.
Yes, there are a few.
Okay. All right. So they're going to go after Harvey, and he's guilty big time. Is he going to finger the higher-ups that he's aware of?
Depends on how brave he is. Doesn't look promising.
Oh, so he's intimidated enough by those above him who are bigger, badder wolves, shall we say?
Yes.
That he might not try to save himself by fingering them?
Correct.
Interesting. Interesting. What's going to happen with the whole Hollywood thing as it becomes more and more open and develops?
Implosion.
Meaning a total major shakeup of all the various
studios,
films being shot now, recent films,
everything. Yes.
Everything. Okay. So it will completely change the industry, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Which is a good thing, is it not? Because, yes, certainly young women, especially aspiring actresses, for years, it's been well known that they've been having to compromise in order to climb the charts a bit in whatever venue they're in. But it's much bigger than that, right?
Way bigger than that. It's not a simple case of sexual prostitution. No,
it's much bigger. Yes, with kids involved. Yes,
indeed.
Yes, very, very not nice. How about the Australian police sting that's been just broken out, been going on for the last year about the child pornography on the dark web? Maybe you can explain what that is to anybody who doesn't know.
I believe you're talking about the dark web is the portion of the internet that deals with child pornography, the satisfaction of different desires, shall we say, etc.
Okay. So it's not something the average person can get to unless they know how to get to the dark web. Is that right?
They would have to look for it.
Okay. They have to know how to look for it.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's not just, you can't just Google it and come up with something. Right. Okay. So is this thing being successful? Are they making major progress?
Absolutely. They have made major progress.
Oh, good. 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 That is great. What is happening with North Korea now and the supposed exercises going on? And, of course, the Galactics, we know, are keeping anything that nuclear that North Korea has tried to do, keeping it dissolved, under control, whatever. So war is not allowed. But, yeah, neutralized. What's happening with North Korea currently?
Well, the cabal still has them as their trot-out create fear device, if you will. But there's no real possibility of them starting World War III. not going to happen.
And we've known that for some time. It's just this is not allowed. And this is the one place where the Galactics have been given permission to interfere, if necessary, anywhere on the planet.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because the Prime Directive, which I think is real, says you can't interfere with someone else's culture unless there's an overriding reason of some kind, and this is one. Yeah.
This is definitely an overriding reason.
What happens when a nuclear device of some size is shot off into the atmosphere? I've been told it affects the whole solar system in some way or farther. Can you share any details about exactly what happened?
If the explosion happens, it affects the entire universe. How can it not?
The universe. Well, I'm not exactly a nuclear physicist, so this is not my strong point to understand this stuff. So it affects the whole universe, and yet there's far stronger energy that's being used by the galactic ships and so forth. Can you explain the difference and what they use versus what one of our nuclear devices would do?
The power level is the basic difference.
The power level.
Yes.
Not the power source.
Power level.
Power level. Can you elaborate that at all for anybody who's going to try to understand this?
If you throw a pebble, you're going to get one effect. If you throw a boulder, you're going to get a bigger effect.
Okay, so the nuclear device would be a boulder.
Yes.
And the that which powers galactic spaceships, even motherships, is a pebble?
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
I came on a little bit late, and I'm echoing Mary.
Yes, Cindy.
Who am I talking to?
This is Dwell Cool, the Tibetan.
Hi, thank you for being here. Okay. Yesterday or a few days ago, the New York Federal Reserve had the rooftop was burning. Is this because the military was taking it over?
You're not supposed to know that.
Well, it's on the web. It's on the internet.
You're still not supposed to know it, but yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all over the place. So this is the good military taking it over?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a couple questions about the fire in California. Is one of the reasons why it's going is because of all the marijuana growers there with all their wonderful plants? Was that to eliminate them?
They weren't the target. People that were considered enemies of the cabal were the targets.
So they were taking out their houses and hopefully the people? Was that the intention?
Either way, it was okay with them. If they just took out the houses, it's hurt. They take out the people, well, they got rid of them.
Okay, did they get rid of some of the people?
Yes.
Oh, bummer. Okay. So, talking about the marijuana growers in California, they produced over 13 million pounds last year, and that's 5 times more than the people consumed. Where is all that pot going to?
Well, it goes around the world, dear.
So the cabal is taking the extra?
Yes, dear.
Oh, so when will this be stopped?
You're looking at next year.
Okay. And then Equifax, the credit bureau, they were hacked again, and malware was downloaded into their system. So anytime somebody went into Equifax, the malware went into their computer. Was this a cabal thing or just somebody pissed off at Equifax?
Dear one, that's
yes.
The cabal, and they're being quite irritated at all the exposure that they are getting.
Ah, about the malware?
They're being exposed all over the place, including the Las Vegas incident, you say?
Okay, so will it be exposed soon that they're also responsible for the malware?
That won't come out until year end about.
Oh, this year, 2017?
Yes.
Okay. And why is the U.S. really pulling out of UNESCO? UNESCO.
Why?
Yes.
Because it doesn't serve the U.S.
Is that good U.S. or bad U.S. that it doesn't serve?
The former.
Okay. And right now there's a big deal going on with the European Union and Brexit. Britain wants to pull out of it. So when will the European Union be gone and done with?
Next September.
Of 2018?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Duh. It's already passed for 2017. Okay. Trump has insinuated, he says, this is the calm before the storm. Are you able to elaborate, or is that something that shouldn't be talked about, what he's alluding to? Or is it best if we just wait and see?
Dear one, there is much change coming, as you know.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
I think he is calling that a storm.
Okay, so is some of this really going to start rolling before the end of 2017?
Yes, my dear.
Are you able to say what, or we'll just wait and see since 2017 is almost over with?
Dear one, it is happening. as we speak.
Okay. And then I was asked to tell a little story that happened last week. I have a wonderful roommate. Her name is Lauren. And she was having something delivered by FedEx where she had to sign for it. And the FedEx man came, and her and I and the FedEx man got talking about Las Vegas, the shootings. And he had been a cop. And we said, hey, there was more than one shooter, blah, 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 blah. And his response was, well, I'm believing the police reports. Well, he had to come. She got another package she had to sign for three, four days later, and the same FedEx guy came. I wasn't there, but she talked to him more, and if I understand correctly, that he was opening up, going to the internet and seeing what people were saying, that there was more than one shooter. So do you think he'll start talking to other people about this, and hopefully he's going to start waking up even more to what's happening? Do you see that by any chance? And I don't know his name other than FedEx Man.
dear one, that exposure is going throughout your land.
Okay, but it helped him to start waking up?
Of course.
Okay, well, sometimes it's like going up a brick wall, you know. You might talk and they'll just ignore you but say, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. At the moment,
wait,
Mary.
Wait. can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may. I hope I have the answer.
Why would you consider it a possibility that you would be talking to a brick wall ever?
Well, sometimes I felt like I had a brick wall in front of me for things, and I just took a while for the brick wall to go away, so that's why I use that terminology.
I'm not talking about the terminology. I'm talking about why would you consider it a possibility that you would waste your energy?
Oh, okay. I hadn't thought of it from that point of view. Okay.
Please do.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are welcome.
So, Mary, that's it for the moment, but who knows, I might come back on.
Good, Cindy. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, one question, personal question.
Sure.
Yesterday or the day before, and this has not left me alone, I keep being told the 15th of October. Do you have any idea what that means? I mean, all of a sudden it'll pop up the 15th, the 15th.
You are going to get some good news on that day.
Is it news I've been waiting for?
Yes, dear.
Oh, pity. Well, I'll have to see if it's what I think it is. Well, thank you very much. And thank you. I'm very grateful you're here tonight. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, well, let's talk about the wall, which is an expression most of us use when we feel we're talking to a person whose mind is closed. So, obviously, they're a person, not a brick wall, literally. But are you saying that sometimes it is just a complete waste of time and just an irritant to everybody, but sometimes it's worth it because they will open up a little bit? What were you saying to Cindy?
I was saying that it would serve her better not to manifest her energy going to a brick wall. That doesn't serve anybody.
Right.
Doesn't serve her, doesn't serve the person she's trying to talk to, mm-hmm. doesn't serve anybody. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Okay. But there are times when somebody seems closed, but if you open up with a couple of sentences, they may actually pay attention. So to look at them as the possibility of that happening, and then if it doesn't, to just let it go. Is that what you're saying?
In part.
Okay.
But I think you will find, and I think everybody will find, that if they ask questions, they will get a lot further than if they make statements.
Oh, yes, that absolutely is true. When you make statements, people can just zero out and not listen at all. But if you ask a question, they have to at least acknowledge that you asked a question. Whether they have an answer or can create one or not, you may get a response of some kind.
In fact, you have planted a seed. Whether or not it takes off, when it takes off, you don't know. But at least by asking the question, you planted a seed.
This is true. This is true. This is very true. Okay. So I have a situation where next Monday I'm going to see someone where I have written out four questions that I plan to ask. So this fits right into that, where she's making a decision that all of us around her feel is not the right one, and will not have a positive conclusion. So my approach, I will ask her for some information and give her a list of things I want from her, but also I have four questions written out. Is this a correct approach for this particular person?
Oh, I think it might be a bit too gentle there.
Oh, I plan on some other issues as well. I have a new business card mocked up that might be a bit of a shock, and a few other things.
It will be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I will not be gentle. I have been told to not be gentle, but the four questions that I would ask. And I don't expect an answer, but I'm going to ask them in a form of a question as opposed to a statement of my sense.
Right on.
Okay. So along with all the other things I plan to do in the conversation.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is good. All right. I am going to have fun with this.
You should.
Yes, because I'm on the side of what Spirit sees as the best way, and she's not looking at it that way. And so there's nothing for me really to lose, and there's everything for her to potentially gain if she were open. Yes?
In the end, you won't be able to stop her from abandoning you, but you will have given it your best shot.
Mm-hmm.
That is all one can hope to do.
That's right. That's right. And we will move forward with our plans anyway, our plan B, plan C.
Yes,
yes,
you will.
And make that very clear.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Nancy Pelosi has been a thorn in many people's side. And there's a report that Alzheimer's drugs are being delivered to her. Is this a false report? I don't want to be invasive, but it's out there on the internet that this is being done.
It is correct.
Correct. Okay. Okay, but the drugs don't really work, do they?
Once every 5 trillion times.
So her odds are kind of low. There are natural things that work much better. Is she doing any of those? Or
no.
No. No. So she's pretty much toast.
Yes.
Okay. The whole Las Vegas thing.
You say pretty much so. Her soul says, oh, I'm going home.
Yes, her soul could be quite happy. Yes?
Yes.
Right, because she's had a lot of hassles in her life. Has not been a pleasant life, if you just look at it objectively, no matter without the politics involved one way or the other.
Independent of politics.
Independent of politics, yes. So this is actually a good thing, and maybe it's good that this is out on the internet now as something that's actually happening.
More and more information is coming out to the public. Disclosure is occurring.
On all levels.
On all levels, yes.
Galactic and otherwise.
Yes. Yes. All the above.
Yes. Okay. One thing I'd like to check out with you. A few months ago, some of the growers of lettuces here on Maui were invaded with something called rat lungworm disease, and has caused a lot of us to either not eat salad or learn to wash or see in restaurants if they are getting their lettuces from the mainland at this time rather than from the local growers. I understand that the problem is very close to being eradicated. First of all, was it a target by the cabal, particularly to organic farmers here on Maui?
Yes, but they didn't care if you were an organic farmer or not. They simply were trying to hurt people.
Okay. SOP, standard operating procedure.
Exactly.
Okay. And what level, can you tell what level it's down to now? There's been good people really working on eradicating this. Can you tell where we stand at this time?
3.619%.
So it's almost solved.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. Very good. So it won't be much longer before we can feel free to use the greens with just normal washing. Good, good, good. Cindy brought up the California wildfires, and I did watch several videos where it was really, I mean, I could see the answer that you gave her really made sense because one house would be completely demolished, but the trees around it were fine, and there was a house right down the street that you could easily see in the background that was fine. Did they really target individual houses that closely?
Quite easily.
Because of the satellites and the geoengineering and the ability to pick out.
Yes.
Yes. I lived in California for so many years, and wildfires do not work that way. This was really different.
No, they weren't wildfires, as you know, as I know.
Yes.
As many people know. Exposure is happening.
Yes. All right. Did they take out some very key people that, other than their families, that we would sorely miss because of the exposure that needs to mount? There's so many people that are working on exposure and being targeted because of it.
Yes, there are. And yes, these were people doing good work.
Did they miss anybody where some were protected by the Galactics or otherwise, or intuitively got out of there?
There were some protections that occurred.
Okay. And were there some innocent ones taken out as well?
There were.
Like what they call collateral damage, which is a horrible term, but doesn't
but happen.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I saw on Good News Network how an owner of a wildlife sanctuary, even though he and his wife, according to the report, lost their house and several vehicles, he stayed and used their water hoses to protect the animals and managed to save all the animals. Is that a correct report?
That is the correct report.
What a guy. That is awesome. Absolutely saluted. Okay, Susan, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening. Hello. Thank you so much for being here. I've just enjoyed all these shows, but this is amazing. I'm sorry I interrupted you in the middle of talking about the fire, because I was concerned about that too, and I was glad Cindy asked about it. And I was calling in to ask for help with the animals, and I think you were just talking about that.
Which animals in particular, dear one?
Horses, of course, but all of them.
Okay. I will be happy to help you.
Thank you. They're calling for people to help to apply first aid and feed them and comfort them just because of all the devastation. So it's down at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds if anybody wants to help. So thank you so much for helping. Yeah, they shouldn't have to suffer. Nobody should, but, yeah, the animals. So, okay, thank you so much.
Our true innocent.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have other questions?
No, I was just asking if there was anything you wanted to tell me.
To tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you have a lot of cool clothing.
Okay. Thank you. I'll stop up. Okay. Love you all. Thank you. Namaste.
Susan, it is a little cooler than when you were here for our wedding. You were in the hot area. So don't throw out your winter clothes, okay? It does get cool where you'll be. Okay. There's a lot of stuff about Las Vegas that's coming out, and there's many mixed reports. I've been sending out as much truth as I can determine from what's happened. It looks like this is a major wake-up call for a lot of the American public that's been asleep. Is that true?
Well, it's almost impossible to believe the official lie of the man.
Well, it's a whole bunch of conflicting lies that's coming out. There's no one official story like they have, to some degree, pulled off for 9/11, but not here, huh?
No, they've made a thorough mess of it and is causing them exposure.
Yippee!
Yes.
So it's my understanding there were several shooters that went around in cars before to other hotels before they ever went to the Mandalay area. True?
True.
Okay.
This is so. It was okay. Just, you know, if we're going to be here and shoot things up, let's do more.
Let's do it. And that's what caused the Bellagio glass doors to be shot through and destroyed.
Yes.
Okay. There's a woman who's given somewhat extensive report from the Bellagio. There was a short video, and she's done a longer one that just came to me, and I haven't had a chance to look at it. A pretty good report from her perspective.
Excellent report.
Excellent. Okay, I like that. All right. And the latest thing is that some of the stage crew was in on it, whereas I believe the entertainers were not. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And Stephen Paddock was well known because he was a gambler, and so he was, you know, and he lived in the area, so he was around the casinos a lot. But he wasn't into guns. Wasn't CIA, wasn't a gun runner, wasn't MK Ultra with any of that stuff, right?
That is correct.
Okay. It was just a guy whose energy pulled this to him for reasons we understand and was in the wrong place at the wrong time, so to speak, except it balances some energy.
Yes. It did balance energy. It so he doesn't have to balance that any longer.
No, he's now free of that old issue that caused this to take place.
Indeed.
So he served. In many ways, he served.
In many ways, he did. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
He also served in that he was not believable as the known shooter by any means, as you know.
No way.
Right.
Right. Right. And a lot of, there's been only one comment about the fact that hotel windows that far up are so solid. You could practically put a bulldozer up the captain and they're not going to break, right?
They are quite strong.
They're very strong because, as somebody said, they don't want gamblers who lose everything to jump out of windows, right? So they can't get them open.
Exactly so.
Yes. So this whole thing, as nasty as it's been, is providing a great service in the total long run, yes?
Yes.
And that is not what the cabal had in mind.
Not at all.
Or Mossad or the CIA or whatever FBI were involved with. Okay.
Right.
Okay. One more quick thing, something that's just Stars Academy. That is apparently created by retired government officials, space people from Skunk Works or whatever, is that this is a good thing that they are working now as retired people to try to bring out what my friend calls soft disclosure?
Yes. Yet another group trying to tell people what they need to hear to wake up.
And these are good people with good intentions who are taking a risk of some kind, even though they're retired, it is a risk.
Yes.
To expose this stuff. Okay. But doing it in a way that's very sensible, hopefully. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, Dwell Cool, thank you so very much for being here. Do you have a last word for our callers and listeners?
Choose. Choose love. Choose love every time.
Okay, and you're talking 24/7, right?
I am indeed.
Okay, it's something that most of us have to work at, but it's worth working at, right?
It is indeed. And when it was said that there is only love that is real. All else is illusion. That is correct.
It's true. I love it. All right. Thank you so very much for being here, Dwell Cool. We're very appreciative and we're very grateful.
Most welcome, dear. Namaste.
Namaste.